The Little Prince, Chapter 4. I had thus learned a second fact of great importance. This was that the planet the little prince came from was scarcely any larger than a house.
由此，我还了解到另外一件非常重要的事儿。他住的那个星球其实比一栋房子大不了多少。
I had thus learned a second fact of great importance.
这里的 importance 就是 important 它的名词形式。
This was the planet the little prince came from.
这就是那个星球。哪个星球呢？
The little prince came from.
小王子来的星球。而这个星球又是怎么样的呢？
Was scarcely.
Scarcely 几乎不。几乎不比一栋房子大。这个句子呢，我们来分析一下，它比较长啊。This was that. 首先呢，主语呢就是 this， 系动词呢 was， that 后面是一个完整的句子，所以它要接一个表语从句。那我们再来看这个从句当中，主语又是谁呢
？The planet the little prince came from.
The planet 做了主语
，the little prince came from 做了定语。
那么 was 是系动词。Scarcely any larger than a house 做了一个表语，所以整个这个句子我们一定要先把它看成一个表语从句，而从句里面又推出了一个主系表的结构，那就是 The planet was scarcely any larger than a house. 这里的 The little prince came from 做了一个定语去修饰前面的 The planet.
But that didn't really surprise me much.I knew very well that in addition to the great planets, such as the Earth, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, to which we have given names, there are also hundreds of others, some of which are so small that one has a hard time seeing them through the telescope. When an astronomer discovers one of these, he doesn't give it a name, but only a number. He might call it, for example, asteroid,3251。
不过这倒没让我感到多意外。我除了知道一些大的行星，比如地球、木星、火星、金星，这些我们起了名字的，还有许许多多其他的星球。有的小的用望远镜也很难观察到。天文学家一旦发现了，并不给它起名字，而是给它编个号，可能称它为，比如说称它为3251号小行星。
But that didn't really surprise me much.
Surprise 使某人惊奇用作动词。
I knew very well that in addition to,
除了，我很清晰地了解，除了一些大的行星 ,such as, 例如 Jupiter, 木星 ,Venus, 金星。那么除了这些星球，还有其他许许多多 hundreds of others, 许许多多的星球。Some of which, 这里的 which 指代的就是、planets, 其中有一些呢 are so small that one has a hard time, doing something, 就是做某件事情很困难。有的呢小的用望远镜也很难观察到。
When an astronomer discovers one of these, he doesn't give it a name.
When 引导时间状语从句 ,astronomer, 天文学家。天文学家一旦发现了这个星球，他们并不给它起名字。
But only a number. He might call it, for example, asteroid 3251, asteroid,
小行星3251号。
I have serious reasons to believe that the planet from which the little prince came is the asteroid known as B-612.
我有足够的理由相信小王子来的那颗星球就是 B-612 号小行星。这里的 have serious reasons 就指的是有充分的理由。
Believe 后面引导了一个宾语从句
,from which 呢又引导了一个定语从句
,known as,
Known 这里面是过去分词做定语的用法。
This asteroid has only once been seen through the telescope. That was by a Turkish astronomer in 1909.
这颗小行星呢，只在1909年被一位 Turkish astronomer 土耳其天文学家用望远镜观察过一次。
On making his discovery, the astronomer had presented it to the International Astronomical Congress in a great demonstration, but he was in Turkish costume, and so nobody would believe what he said.
他随后在国际天文学大会上充分地、详实地展示了他的发现。但是由于他当时穿的是土耳其服装，没有人相信他的话。这里的 on making his discovery, on 要翻译成关于，关于他的这项发现，天文学家曾经 presented 做出展示给谁呢？ present to 给 International Astronomical Congress 国际天文学大会。 In a great demonstration, demonstration 指的就是展示，充分的展示，详实的展示。 But he was in Turkish costume. 但是由于他穿着土耳其的 costume 服装， And so nobody would believe what he said. 因此没有人 believe 相信他所说的话。 Grown-ups are like that. 大人呢就是这样。 Fortunately, however,For the reputation of asteroid B-612, a Turkish dictator made a law that his subjects under pain of death should change to European costume. So in 1920, the astronomer gave his demonstration all over again, dressed with impressive style and elegance. And this time, everybody accepted his report. 的是为了 B612 号小行星的声誉，土耳其独裁者下令所有臣民改穿欧式服装，违者处以死刑。1920年，那位天文学家穿着气派庄重的服饰，再次在会上论证了一遍。这次人人都接受了他的观点。
Fortunately, 幸运的 ,for the reputation of asteroid B612, 为了 asteroid,
也就是 B612 号小行星的 reputation 声誉
A Turkish dictator 独裁者 made a law 制定了一项法律 for his subjects 就是臣民 under pain of death 在死刑的这种代价下 should change to European costume
要所有的臣民改穿欧式服装违者处以死刑
So, in 1920, the astronomer gave his demonstration all over again. Demonstration, 展示。
所以呢，在1920年，这位 Turkish, 土耳其天文学家又做了一次展示。
Dressed with, 指的是穿着什么什么样的衣服。Impressive, 指的是印象深刻的。Elegance, 庄重的这种类型的衣服。And this time, everybody accepted his report. 而这一次，大家Accept 接受了他所有的观点。
If I have told you these details about the asteroid and made a note of its number for you, it is on account of grown-ups and their ways.
Grown-ups love figures. When you tell them that you have made a new friend, they never ask you any questions about essential matters. They never say to you, "What does his voice sound like?"What games does he love best? Does he collect butterflies? Instead, they demand, how old is he? How many brothers has he? How much does he weigh? How much money does his father make? Only from these figures do they think they have learned anything about him.
我之所以会告诉你关于 B612 号小行星的琐事，还告诉你它的编号，那是因为大人。大人们热衷于数字。如果你告诉他们你认识了个新朋友，他们从来不会问你那些本质的问题。他们从来不会问他的声音听起来怎么样，他最爱玩什么游戏，他喜不喜欢收集蝴蝶标本。他们只会问你他多大了，他有几个兄弟，他有多重，他爸爸挣多少钱。只有从这些答案的数字当中，他们才觉得完全了解了这个人。里面引导条件状语从句，如果我告诉了你关于小行星的 details 细节，而且呢还告诉了你它的 number 编号， it is on account of 那是因为 on account of 因为大人们 热衷于数字 They love figures, 数字。
When you tell them that you have made a new friend,
当你告诉他们 make a new friend, 你们交了一个新朋友
they never ask you any questions about essential matters,
essential 本质上的问题。他们从来不会那些问那些本质上的问题。
They never say to you,
他们不会问你啊，他的声音听起来怎么样
?What like,
what be like?就是什么什么东西怎么怎么样他的声音听起来怎么样他最喜欢玩什么游戏他喜不喜欢收集蝴蝶标本他们只会问你
demand equals to ask
只会问你 how old is he 他多大了他有几个兄弟 how much does he weigh 他有多重 how much money does his father make 因为 make money 就是挣钱的意思而从这些数字当中他们才完完全全地了解这个人
If you were to say to the grown-ups, I saw a beautiful house made of rosy brick, with geraniums in the windows and doves on the roof, they wouldn't be able to get any idea of that house at all. You'd have to say to them, I saw a house that cost $20,000. Then they would exclaim, Oh, what a pretty house that is.
如果你对大人说我看见一座漂亮的房子玫瑰红的砖墙窗台上摆着天竺葵屋顶上几只鸽子在休息他们根本想象不出这座房子是什么样子你必须告诉他们我看见一座价值10万法郎的房子他们就会惊呼哇哦多漂亮的房子呀
If you were to say to
如果你对谁谁谁说我看见了一所房子 be made of 由什么制成
Rosy brick 指的是玫瑰红的砖墙
Geranium 天竺葵 Doves 白鸽那也就是说我在窗台上摆着天竺葵屋顶上还看到了几只鸽子在休息你去跟他描述这样的房子他们是想象不到的
Not at all 根本不
You'd have to say to them 你需要跟他们说我看到了一座价值多少钱的房子
Then they would exclaim
惊呼道 Wow, what a pretty house that is 多么漂亮的房子用了一个感叹语气
Just so you might say to them The proof that the little prince existed is that he was charming That he loved and that he was looking for a sheep If anybody wants a sheepThat is a proof that he exists. And what good would it do to tell them that? They would shrug their shoulders and treat you like a child. But if you said to them, the planet he came from is asteroid B-612, then they would be convinced and leave you in peace from their questions.
同样的如果你对大人说小王子存在的证据就是他很招人喜爱他咯咯的笑他在找一只绵羊如果有人想要一只绵羊那就证明他是存在的但告诉他们这些有什么好的呢他们肯定会耸耸肩把你当小孩子但如果你告诉他们小王子来自 B612 号小行星他们就信了不再拿问题来烦你
The proof 证据
The little prince existed, 那么也就是小王子存在的证据
existed, 存在
He was charming, charming, 令人喜爱的招人喜爱的然后呢他就咯咯地笑着他在寻找一只绵羊
If anybody wants a sheep, that is a proof that he exists
那如果有人在找一只绵羊或者是想要一只绵羊就证明他是存在的
And what good would it do to tell them that?
那么如果你告诉他们这样做有什么好处呢?
They would shrug their shoulders, shrug one's shoulders,
耸肩, treat you like a child, treat, 把你当作小孩子来对待。
But if you said to them, the planet he came from is asteroid B-612,
那么英语里面的这个小破折号就叫做 dash,那么如果你告诉他们他来自的星球叫做 B612 号他们就会 convinced 相信了
and leave you in peace leave somebody in peace 不再干涉
同样呢也不再拿问题来烦你
like that one mustn't hold it against them
他们就是这样你别责怪他们
children should always show great forbearance 宽容 towards grown-up people 小孩子要对大人宽宏大量才行。But certainly for us who understand life. 然而对于我们这些懂得生活的人来说， figures are a matter of indifference. 数字才没那么重要呢。I should have liked to begin this story in the fashion of the fairy tales.
其实我愿意像讲童话故事那样开始这个故事。
I should have liked to say,
我想这样讲。
Once upon a time, there was a little prince who lived on a planet that was scarcely any bigger than himself and who had a need of a sheep.
我想说的是，从前有个小王子，他生活的星球比他自己大不了多少，他希望有个朋友。
To those who understand life, that would have given a much greater air of truth to my story.
对于那些懂得生活的人来说，这样显得真实的多。
For I do not want anyone to read my book carelessly.
我可不希望人们漫不经心地翻看我这本书。
I have suffered too much grief in setting down these memories.
我所以怀着极其伤感的心情写下了这些回忆。
6 years have already passed since my friend went away from me with his sheep.
我的这位朋友带着他的绵羊离开已经过去6年了。
If I try to describe him here, it is to make sure that I shall not forget him.
我现在试着描写他是为了不忘记他。
To forget a friend is sad.
忘记朋友是很可悲的。
Not everyone has had a friend.
不是每个人都有过朋友的。
I forget him. I may become like the grown-ups who are no longer interested in anything but figures.
如果我把他忘了，我就与那些大人没什么两样，只对数字感兴趣了。
That purpose, again, that I have bought a box of paints and some pencils.
我还是为了不忘记他，买了一盒颜料和几支铅笔。
It is hard to take up drawing again at my age. When I have never made any pictures except those of the boa constrictor from the outside and the boa constrictor from the inside since I was 6.
我只在6岁的时候画过敞着肚皮和合着肚皮的蟒蛇，别的什么也没画过。现在这个年纪再重新拿起画笔真是不容易。
It is hard to take up doing something,
指的是从事某件事情很困难。
I shall certainly try to make my portraits as true to life as possible.
我会尽力画得逼真一些。
But I'm not at all sure of success.
但是呢，我也不敢肯定能够画得很成功。
One drawing goes along all night, and another has no resemblance to its subject.
一幅画的还可以，而另外一幅就不像了。
I make some errors.
我也犯过一些错。
In the little prince's height,
那就是关于小王子的身高。
In one place is too tall, and in another too short.
这里画得太高，那里又画得太矮。
And I feel some doubts about the color of his costumes.
而且他衣服的颜色我也不太确定。
So I fumble along as best I can. Not good, not bad, and I hope generally fair to middling.
于是我笨手笨脚地摸索着画，画得勉勉强强，希望大体上还算过得去吧。这里的 fumble 指的是笨手笨脚的，
fair to middling 一般般的。
In certain more important details I shall make mistakes also. 肯定还有一些其他更重要的细节我也画错了。
But that is something that will not be my fault.
但是大家要原谅我。
My friend never explained anything to me.
我的这位朋友从来不向我做什么解释。
He thought, perhaps, that I was like himself.
也许他以为我和他一样吧。
But I, alas, alas,
语气词
I do not know how to see ships through the walls of boxes.
不过我，唉，我却不知道怎么透过箱子看到那只绵羊。
Perhaps I'm a little like the grown-ups.
可能我有点像那些大人了。
I have had to grow old.
我一定是变老了。